Hi there. I'm Veronica Wilhelm, an organizational development consultant and executive coach in Seattle, Washington. And I'm here to tell you how to have the best day ever at work. Okay, so I have a secret weapon to having the best day ever at work. This is the thing that people pay me a lot of money to help them with, and I'm just going to give it to you for free. So the secret is structure. Okay, now we're going to do the rewind to tell you how we got there. When auto manufacturing was ramping up in the 1950s and 60s, I know, just hang in there with me. This bit is the empirical proof for how we know structure works so well. And I'm just going to tell you so any part of you that's like, but where's the data, can calm down and listen. Okay, so auto manufacturing. As auto manufacturing was ramping up in the 1950s and 60s, Toyota was trying on principles to reduce, quote, waste and increase efficiency. Through work done by Toyota engineers Shigeo Shingo and Taiichi Ono, we have what is now called lean manufacturing. So this was applied by Big Papa engineer and management consultant W. Edwards Deming to manufacturing at Ford. So now lean is a whole thing we might get into someday. But a core principle that Toyota and Ford instituted was to treat employees with respect and assume if problems were occurring, if things weren't done correctly or on time or to budget, it wasn't the problem of the employee. It was a problem of the structure around the employee. And by testing this over the years, they found that 95% of the problems that they encountered in the workplace could be resolved through structural solutions. 95%. That's huge. Very rarely is there anything else we can do with 95% certainty. So it's with this history and background that I approach all the problems I encounter in a workplace first with a structural solution. And I use the waterline model as my main guide. Now, the waterline model is a model that was developed by three guys. Their last names are Harrison, Shearer, and Short. And I actually got to meet two of these guys. I got to meet Harrison and Shearer. And each time I met them, I totally fangirled. I had no words, so I couldn't go up to them and be like, oh my God, your waterline model. I use it literally every single day. I use it so many times a day. Like, guys, I cannot overstate the importance of the waterline model to me as a consultant out in the world. So the outline of the waterline model is pretty cool. It basically has two parts to the model. It has the bit of that's called task and maintenance. So task is basically what we're trying to accomplish in our day. What are the jobs we're trying to get done? What are the things we're trying to do? And maintenance are the things that we have to do to support the task. So when task gets interrupted, we dip below the waterline of maintenance to try and figure out how we can get back on task. And the waterline model, if you look at it from left to right, it has these sort of four dips down into the area of maintenance. It has structure, it has group, it has interpersonal, and it is intrapersonal. And most folks, when task gets interrupted somehow, if something at work isn't going well, our first instinct is to jump down into the inter or intrapersonal area. We say like, oh, the reason why that's not getting done is because those two people don't get along. Or the reason why that's so hard is because, you know, that person has these particular beliefs that aren't aligned with something. And in reality, waterline says that we should go first to structure. And structure includes goals, roles, processes, and resources in that order. So we'll go into each one more in depth, but right now I want you to think through issues you're having at work or with anyone. Where is the natural place you go to try and solve it? Often it's inter and intrapersonal, which makes sense because that's how we were trained. As we're growing up with our families, as we are going through school, we are often taught how to solve problems like one-on-one or within ourselves. And that's just not feasible in a workplace. We can't change someone's personal psychology, and we don't really want to. That's between them and their therapist. Not only is it messy and unlikely to lead to the change that we want, but like in most workplaces, it is illegal to try and change someone's personal psychology. Like you can't get into that kind of stuff in work. It's just not appropriate. So, but instead, what we can change is structure, right? Goals, roles, processes, resources. most of the time when I'm working with a company, I'm working with them on their goals. Are we all on the same page about what we're doing and what parts we're contributing to that? You know, I think about a big Viking boat. Are we all rowing in the same direction? Are we clear about our contribution in that rowing? So, because if we're not all rowing in the same direction, we have someone who's fighting back against everyone else's effort. And if we're all not clear about the direction that we're going in, we might have some questions about the navigation of it or, you know, who is on what side of the boat. I don't know enough about rowing, really, guys. But like, we're going to say that this is an excellent metaphor. And we also have to be clear about our contribution in that. So are you the one beating the drum to call out the strokes? Are you the one who is in the front of the boat or the back of the boat? Like, we all have to be clear about where that is. And that's all part of goals. So the next time I talk to you, I'll tell you more about how to write goals that actually work for humans. And they may or may not be smart, but they will be effective. That's a corporate jargon joke. Those are the best I know. So between now and then, I would love for you to look around and see when task gets disrupted, when you are trying to do your job and you have a hard time completing something and you have to look towards maintenance. What is the first place that you go to? Do you go to interpersonal or intrapersonal places? Do you think about how people are communicating or how those people are getting along? Or are you thinking about, you know, that person has beliefs or values or assumptions that don't align with yours? That's why you're having a hard time. So think about that and then see if you can find the structural solution for how to solve the problem, goals, roles, processes, and resources. So join me next week as we continue to figure out how to have the best day ever at work. So glad you could join me today. Share this episode with someone who you think needs to hear it. Follow me on Instagram at Veronica and sign up for my newsletter at wilhelmconsulting.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to this here podcast. I look forward to being with you again soon.